Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to the Lamb of God.
We are so glad to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. To have reconnected with our brother and sisters. Amen. In
yes.
Christ, amen. Hallelujah. But more importantly, amen, that we can worship together.
Amen.
Because I'm just going to echo something that the pastor said, amen, is that God has something for us.
Amen.
Today.
Yes, amen.
So if you're here, I pray that you have come, as the pastor said, amen, with the spirit of expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, amen.
I don't care what it is, amen, that the trouble, the tribulation, amen, the storm that may be happening in your life today. It may not even be something of that magnitude. It may be, amen, that it's something, amen, that you've just been seeking the face of God for, amen. You're saying, Lord, how long? Lord, how mm-hmm. How she get it?
Yes.
How long?
Yes.
I come out to let somebody know today, amen, that today is the day.
Amen. Yes, amen.
So you got to understand that we're...
touch him, Lord.
See, y'all laugh. I come down here, dude.
No, come on.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to take my time in the Lord and do what He said do.
Amen.
And say what He said say.
Amen.
But I feel something pushing me in the spirit.
Yes.
And I'm trying not to get too far ahead of the spirit and trying not to fall too far behind. Amen. But be right where God would have us to be in this mm-hmm. moment, this time, in this day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because I want you to understand, amen, that whether or not you believe it or not, amen, you're getting ready to get blessed.
Amen.
Not because of me. Let me clear it up for everybody.
Uh-huh.
Not because of Brother and Sister Miller here. God's going to do it in spite of us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But this is the appointed day and this is the appointed hour.
Yes.
Amen. That God wants to do some revelation.
Yes.
In this house. Preparation's been going on,
mm-hmm.
even though you may not have noticed.
All right.
Yeah. But revelation is coming today.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Should I even utter amen, there's some installation is going to be taking place.
Amen.
God is going to be installing
amen.
Things.
All right.
Yes,
God.
Amen.
Some all things right. in order, amen.
Amen.
And whenever God puts things in order, amen, that means some things have to be moved out the way.
Mm-hmm. That's right, amen.
We are glad to be here with you this morning, amen. Me and my lovely girlfriend, amen. We just celebrated 37 years of hanging out together. Hallelujah. She just happens to be the mother of my children. Hallelujah. We have two beautiful children, two beautiful grandchildren,
amen.
Amen. They're down in, well, for that far lane called Texas, amen. You know, I don't know what's going on with Texas. Can't get my wife to go that direction, so I guess God don't want us there. Us older guys, we heard this saying, says, isn't it funny how your wife sounds just like God sometimes, you know? But we're glad to be here today, man. And I've also come with an expectancy.
Amen.
I'm expecting God to do something
amen.
Fresh and new.
Amen.
Not only in you,
mm-hmm.
but in me.
Amen.
Amen. And I just got a feeling, amen, that we're getting ready to get in line. You know, like our folks say, you know, we like to have those anointing lines, prayer lines and everything. Amen. I'm going to let you know, amen, that I hope you get in line today for what God is going to do.
Yes,
it's
amen.
It's going to be an anointing line.
Amen.
Yes.
It's going to be healing.
Amen.
A restoration line.
Yes.
A deliverance line. A salvation line.
Yes.
How can I she can shake? And all we have to do is say yes, Lord.
Yes.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm slowing down and I'm taking my time with the Lord down. I almost shot out of here like a cannon, but I'm slowing down a little bit so I can get to where God wants us to be. I'm gonna ask my wife, I don't know if she's going to bless us in song today. She's an anointed psalmist, amen. Singing evangelist, awesome preacher too, amen. But I asked her to come and share a song with us, amen. And now she's saying, I promise you, the Lord allow, we're going to get right to the word, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I am so glad to be here. Amen. We give God glory and honor. Amen. For the church of God.
Yes, amen.
I said we give God glory and honor for the church of God.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Because wherever I go in the United States or abroad, there is a Church of God ministry. Amen?
Yes,
praise
amen.
God. That means you believe what I believe. I believe what you believe. Amen?
That's right,
you
amen.
You come in the same blood. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. By now, y'all know I'm loud. You can tell. Amen. I am loud. Praise God. I'm practicing for two things. I'm practicing, amen, for when somebody in my family wins the $20 million lottery.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to be able to get the right shout out. And I'm practicing for when I see Jesus Christ face to face.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
I want to give him the highest praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want him to know that I am in the crowd.
Yes, amen.
And I am grateful, amen, for what he's done for me. Amen.
Yes, yes, amen.
Praise God. You're looking at a wretch undone.
Yes.
And it was, if it had been for God's amazing grace, I don't know where I would be.
Yes, amen, amen, amen.
I love the Sunday school lesson this morning. Mother, she pointed it out. She said, sometimes we just ain't nice. She told the truth about it. She said, sometimes we just ain't nice. And when we go to Walmart, we have to speak in tongues. We have to ask the Lord to bind the devil in me. Not the devil in nobody else, but the devil in me. Amen. But you know what? That doesn't stop us from going to Walmart.
That's right.
We continue to go back. Amen. And so be encouraged. Amen. As you come to the house of God. Amen. Don't let the devil stop you from coming to the house of God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. No matter what anybody says or what anybody does. Amen. I feel at home. We love this couple. Amen.
Amen.
When we met Brother Walker, amen, he was a single man. He was over in Germany in Bamberg, and he was single. And we were all praying. He was praying for a wife, and we was praying for a wife. Oh, a single wife, because that's what he wants. Oh, that's what he's thinking for. Single wife, Lord, that's what he wants. Well, the brother went on vacation, came back to the States, came back with a wife. I said, well, how long was he gone? Came back with a beautiful wife, Sister Ingrid, amen, and we fell in love with her, amen. She was meeting us all for the first time. We were just shouting for the Lord, talking, thank you, Jesus, the prayer time's over. You got a wife. God, you answer prayer. But they are a wonderful couple, amen, and we just thank God that you guys are blessing them, amen, and that you have welcomed them as you have, amen, because we love them dearly, praise God. And we thank you for opening your arms to us. Amen. Like I said, when I walk into the church of God, I'm at home. Mm-hmm. So if I knock over a few pews, just put it on my tab, praise God. I pay tithes and offer to the church of God too, so praise God. Hallelujah. But amen, I just want to give God glory and honor, amen, for my life and for what he's done for me. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Like I said, if it wasn't for God's grace, I don't know where I would be. Amen. Amen. You're looking, like I said, at a wretch undone. If you could see my past, you would probably be shouting to him and be like, thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad you saved that girl right now. Because, amen, I was known, yes, amen, to cause a ruckus. But now I do it for Jesus.
That's right, amen.
And now I do it for Jesus. I can't just sit in my seat and be quiet because he's been so good to
yes,
me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
so
you,
I,
Jesus.
Every opportunity I get, I try to bless his name. Amen.
Amen.
Amazing grace, yes, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Through men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we just honor you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Lord God, we thank you for your anointing that's already upon this house.
You're worthy. You're worthy, God.
Father, we thank you for the man of God, the woman of God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Lord God, we thank you for every helper and every worker in the house of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, most of all, we thank you for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank you for salvation. We thank you for healing.
Yes.
We thank you for restoration.
Yes.
We thank you for deliverance in this house.
Yes. Yes, God.
Lord God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of which none of us could do anything in thy name, Father. I pray, Father God, that you would anoint this out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bind up every spirit of doubt.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Every spirit of unbelief.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Every spirit of discouragement, Father God. We cast it back to the darkness and the principality from which it has come, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we speak healing, deliverance, salvation in Jesus' name. And those that agree, say amen.
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 Before you're seated, turn to somebody and say, get ready.
Get ready. Get ready.
Get ready.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
My wife said something the other day concerning me. Not to so much point at me, but to set the tone. Amen. To begin to go forward, and that is that. Amen. First of all, I love the Lord.
Amen.
I don't say that as a cliche. I don't say that as part of Christianese terminology, words that we use because we're Christians. But I love the Lord.
Amen.
See, he has brought me up mighty long.
Come on.
Yes, now. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has saw me through dangers seen and unseen.
Mm-hmm.
He has healed my body. Mm-hmm. Amen. Not only my soul and my spirit. Amen. He has called me out of the miry clay, amen, and allowed me the privilege, amen, to stand before his people, amen, and repeat his word.
All right.
Yes. And so I love the Lord, amen. And one thing, amen, the Lord told me, amen, a little while back, amen, when I was going through a trial in my life, he said, I'm not done with you yet.
All right. Thank you, God.
And I want you to understand that God is not done with you yet.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand, amen, that you have not seen all that God is going to do in you, to you, and through you, and in this house.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen.
So you ready, ready.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, God.
Turn with me, amen, in your Bibles, hallelujah. Just a little passage of scripture in Ephesians, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to share. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. The Word of God simply says, now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think.
Yes.
Yeah. Emphasize infinitely more than we might ask or think. And it says, amen, glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk to you a little bit this morning, amen, from the thought of the God that came.
All right.
Yes, amen.
And when you get to that place where you're not quite sure, remember this phrase, but God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You know, it's been throughout our history, man, of mankind. Amen. From Adam, amen. Ever since he took the bite out of that forbidden fruit, amen. Humanity has been in search of a savior.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Humanity has been in search of a deliverer, amen. Somebody to somehow get us out of this miry clay, get us out of this messed up thing I find my life in. And so many folks, amen, they turn to all kind of directions, amen. Some turn to drugs, and some turn to alcohol, and some turn to work, and others turn to their families, amen. And not that family's a bad thing, but amen, anything that gets between you and the Lord is a problem.
That's right.
Amen. Ever since Adam
took a bite of that fruit. Mankind has been in the spirit of discouragement. We put on a happy face. We put on a happy face, amen. We go about life, amen, you know, as if everything's okay. But anybody ever been in that midnight hour?
Yes, amen.
The time was just you and yourself. Yes. And there's no music to drown out the noise.
Come on.
And there's no TV, amen, to drown out the noise, amen. And the children are sleeping, and the spouse is not available, amen. It's just you and yourself.
Amen.
That's it. And it's in that hour and in that time, amen, that we realize, amen, that there is something missing in my life.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, and I'm doing all that I know to do in Christ Jesus. But yet there is something inside of me.
Uh-huh. Come on. Come on.
They're pulling at me. They're drawing me, and I'm just not sure if it is what I should be. Where I should be going, what I should be saying. Just in that time, just in that hour, that we need to call upon the name above all names.
Mm-hmm.
It's in that hour, amen, that we need to say amen, but God.
Yes.
So I'm reminded, amen, hallelujah, of all the men and women in the Bible, pastors, they admit some dire situations in their life. Joseph was one of them, amen. You know, the Joseph of the coat of many colors. You know what I'm talking about, amen. Hallelujah. He had some brothers, amen, that took issue with him. And the reason they took issue with him, amen, is because, amen, they felt like daddy favored him just a little bit more.
That's what they thought.
So they came up with a plan,
yeah.
You know. And the plan was we're going to have to get rid of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I know you know the story, so I'm not going to go through the whole thing, amen. But what happened in the story, amen, is that they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites. And they said, that's the answer. So we can't kill him. He's our flesh and blood, but that's the answer. And so they sold him into slavery.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Goes into slavery, amen. He goes into prison, amen, and you know the story, amen, in prison, amen. He meets a baker, amen, and he meets a cupbearer for the king, amen. And he speaks unto them the things of the Lord, amen, and gives them warning and revelation, amen. And he says that when you get out of here, amen, just remember me.
All right.
When things get going good for us, we somehow forget how we got out.
Come on, preacher. Oh,
yes, that's right.
When things start getting good, amen, we kind of forget it. Who helped us get through that situation?
Come on, come on.
That's right, man.
And we noticed that they kind of forgot at the time that it was Joseph, amen, that spoke a word unto them. That gave them encouragement and revelation. Mm-hmm. He gets out, though. He gets into a situation in Potiphar's house. And in Potiphar's house, amen, you know how the devil is. He's slick as he is, amen. His wife began to come after Joseph.
Mm.
But Joseph was a man of integrity.
Come on now.
So what I want you to see in this, amen, hallelujah, amen, is that even though Joseph was sold out by his brothers, and even though he was in prison falsely, amen, and even though Potiphar's wife, amen, was going around about him, amen, to cause him not only, amen, physical harm, amen, hallelujah, but spiritual harm, hallelujah, mm-hmm. He was a man of integrity. Somebody say, but God.
But God.
This man of integrity, this believer,
yes,
in the kingdom of God, amen, he stood his ground, hallelujah. He would not submit to the schemes of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to the place, amen, where he is now seated at the right hand of Pharaoh.
Yes.
He gets to the place, amen, where he's pretty much the prime minister. He's in charge of whatever is said and done,
yes,
in all
is.
The kingdom. What am I trying to show you? The devil meant to harm him. The devil meant to destroy him.
Yes.
The devil meant to use to try to take him out. If it had not been for the Lord.
Amen.
It says, amen, hallelujah, amen, that because this man of integrity, Joseph,
mm-hmm.
because he was willing, amen, to stand on the word of the Lord.
Yes, he was.
even though he went through all that he went through. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
That doesn't mean, amen, that you have to succumb to the enemy.
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm.
You are not defeated. Hallelujah. No. Let me say that again. You are not defeated.
Yes,
no.
Amen.
You're a child of the King.
Amen.
And when you're a child of the King, that doesn't mean that trouble does not surround you. That does not mean that trouble does not come after you. But because you are a child of the King.
Yes,
yes, amen.
The Bible says we have power.
Yes.
And authority.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hallelujah.
Power and authority over all the darkness.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
But you got access.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to access it is to remember but God.
Mm-hmm.
See, the God that can is able to do all things.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the book of Philippians tells us what? That you, that I can do all things.
Yes, yes, we can.
Through Christ Jesus.
Yes, we can.
Not of myself. Brother Miller got no power.
That's right.
Brother Miller had no authority but God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
We can do all things through Christ Jesus.
Yes,
we can.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Joseph gets to the place where he is able to confront his brothers again. And them recognizing what was going on and what they had done and what had happened. Amen. They were discouraged. They were afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to Romans 8:28. We know all things mm-hmm. work together for yes. good to them that love God.
Yes.
To them who are called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Genesis 50:20. Joseph says to them, "You intended to harm me. God intended it all mm-hmm. for good."
Yes.
Amen.
Don't despise what you're going through right now.
All right.
Yes.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
There might be an easier way to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a simpler way to accomplish what God is trying to do in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go through the process.
All right.
Yes.
That God is taking you through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He intends it for your good.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
yes.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Anybody hear what I'm saying today?
Yes, amen.
There is an anointing.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
That only comes through the pressing.
That's right.
There is an anointing that only comes through the trials and the tribulations mm-hmm. that we face in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's an anointing, amen. That is able to be placed in you and upon you if you're willing to go through the process.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Yes, you're willing.
Anybody willing today?
Amen. Yes, amen.
Amen.
The God that can.
Mm-hmm.
I like the God that can.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no God like him.
All right. That's right, amen.
None besides. None like him. The word of God says that he's God all by himself.
Amen. Yes, he is.
The God that can. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the God that's in Genesis 1 that speaks the world into existence.
Mm-hmm.
In Exodus, the God that parted the Red Sea. And in Joshua 10, that holds the sun and the moon in his place.
All right.
Yes, he does.
Talking about the God in Jeremiah 32 that says, "Oh, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard.
Nothing."
Uh-huh.
The God in Luke 18, where Jesus says, "What's impossible with men is not impossible with God."
Mm-hmm.
That God, they can.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story of a man in the Bible named Saul. Some of you may know him after his godly name, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was Saul, he wasn't a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
See, in Acts 9, it tells us, amen, that this Saul, you know, he believed in doing things by book. I can get with that. I was a military retiree. I was a logistician, a supply guy. We did things by book. And I was one of those NCOs, amen, we did it by book. And so Saul goes to the religious authorities. Because he's going to do it by the book. He's going to get it right here. And the Bible tells us, amen, that this Saul, he gets papers, documentation, that gives him authority to go and get those that are about the way. That was a way in times past, and even in our country some years ago, amen, when they said the people of the way, they meant the people that were following Jesus.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
And so Saul had the authority of the religious authorities to go to Damascus, and wherever he found men and women, he was equal in his discrimination against the children of God. It didn't matter if they was a male or female, amen. He wanted to go apprehend them.
Yes, he did.
Put them in chains and bring them back to Jerusalem. But somebody say, but God.
But God. God.
Amen.
He was on his way to Damascus.
Come on now.
With all the authority that man had given him to go do what he wanted to do.
Yep.
But he got on down the road a little way. And something happened to this man called Saul.
Amen.
On his way to harm the children of a king. The Lord showed up.
Come on now.
And showed out.
Yes.
The Bible says that as he was traveling on his way to Damascus, that a light shined from heaven and knocked him off his horse.
That's right.
When I first read that, I kind of made it real spiritual, you know. I kind of looked at it as like, wow, man, you know, that man, that God was awesome. The light was awesome. He knocked him off his horse. But then I thought about it a little bit. Not that it was not a spiritual thing, but I thought about it in a way that we could relate to it. When you got to understand that Saul was walking in spiritual darkness.
Yes.
Even though the light was all around him, he himself was walking in spiritual darkness.
Yes, he was.
You ever been in a dark room and the light come on suddenly? It stops you in your feet. You go, whoa. See, that's what happened to Saul. The light shined, and instantly, the light shined not only upon him, but in him. Because the next words was says, who are you, Lord?
Try.
See, sometimes we walk in spiritual darkness with the light all around us, and we don't even know it.
That's right.
We think we're doing the right thing. We think we're preaching the right thing, singing the right thing, acting the right way.
Yeah.
We go to the house of the Lord. We go to the church, pastor, and we put money in the tithing plate, amen. And we get involved. The pastor said they need someone to help with this. And we volunteer. We do all those things. But yet, amen, on the outside, there's light all around us. But on the inside, because of the pain, because of the discouragement, because of the hate, because of the fear, because of all the issues of life, amen, we're in spiritual darkness. But when God shows up, I don't care how dark you are on the inside. I don't care what you've been going through. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what they called you. I don't care what your daddy said, what your mama said. I don't care what the devil said. When God shows up,
hallelujah,
and he shines the light of salvation upon you. The light of healing upon you. Restoration upon you. Something makes you just fall down.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
What the devil meant for bad. See, the devil said, I got to get this Saul guy. Because if he ever get in the light and realize who he really
is.
I'm going to be in trouble.
That's right.
So I got to keep him in spiritual darkness.
That's right.
See, some of you are not able to break through where God really wants you to be, amen. It ain't because, amen, the devil wants you. It's because he's afraid of you.
Say that.
If you ever
say that.
Yes,
say that.
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. kingdom of God yes. to truly shine
come
upon
on.
You.
Yes.
Watch out, devil.
Come on, that's right.
Here comes the child of
that's
the
right, that's yes. right.
Watch out, devil.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
Here comes the man
yes.
of God.
Yes.
Watch
yes.
out, devil. Out. Here comes the woman of God.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Mm. That's right. He's scared. Woo. Hey, glory. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's why there has been a spiritual shaking.
Come on, come on.
In this house.
Come on yes. now. Come on
yes.
now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And let me just knock the devil up right now.
Uh-huh.
Pastor Jesus. Hasn't said anything to me about anybody, anything that's going right. on in this house.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But there's a spiritual shaking.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And the devil's afraid that somebody's going to realize who they really are
come on.
In Christ Jesus.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
See, when Paul realized who he was
mm-hmm.
in Christ,
mm-hmm.
we understand the results of what happened.
Yes.
We don't have it all. But if you're a Bible theologian,
uh-huh.
you understand that this Saul that wanted to destroy the church became the most prolific writer
yes,
for
yes,
the church.
Yes,
he
yes,
wrote over
yes,
three quarters of
yes,
the New Testament.
Yes, yes, yes,
because
yes.
he realized in uh-huh. Christ Jesus
yes.
who he really was.
Who he was.
And the devil said, oh, my
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
and
yes.
nothing new with him now.
Uh-huh.
He already got the light up.
Come on.
He's already walking in
he
the
truth. He
He's
got
already
it.
Walking in
Hallelujah.
The anointing.
Yes, God.
Yes. yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's why the devil been fighting you, Pastor.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
That's why the devil been fighting you, First Lady.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
That's why there seem to be an uneasiness
mm-hmm.
on the outside.
Jesus.
Look around and everything seems okay.
Jesus, Jesus.
Those that are in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. Yes.
You feel an uneasiness.
Jesus, Jesus.
In the house. And you're not quite sure what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just come out and tell you. God come to shake some things up today.
Uh-huh.
I take my jacket off.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
God come to shake some things up. Because he wants to let you know that he's the God that came.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
He can do whatever needs to be done in you, to you, and through you.
Mm-hmm.
In this place.
Yes.
Because understand, you're not here in this church. By happenstance.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
I know
right.
some of you think you hear, well, my daddy went to that church, and my mama went to that church, and my uncle went to that church, and a friend invited me one time, and so that's why I'm here. And that's all well and good. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that was all orchestrated by the Lord.
Come on now.
Because he wanted you in this place.
Yes, yes.
Because you understand you got a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, man.
Woo. Mm-hmm. Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
And the devil understands you got a job to do.
Yes.
So he's trying to keep you from your anointing.
Yes.
He's trying to keep you from your revelation.
Yes.
He's trying to keep you from a true relationship with Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, understand, the pastor already said it. Jesus does not want to have, amen, a casual friendship.
Come on now.
With you.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
See, when I was unsaved, I had a lot of casual relationships.
Come on, preacher.
But Jesus, the Bible tells us, was an intimate,
yes,
personal,
amen,
relationship,
amen,
with you.
That's
yes,
right.
yes.
Because when you get that intimate, personal relationship with the Father, Son.
Amen.
Do you realize you can walk on water?
Come on now.
Amen.
You better say it.
Do you realize you can stop the devil in his tracks?
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Do you realize, amen, the Bible said you can speak to that mountain
yes.
and it'll be removed?
Yes.
Don't you understand that when you're in relationship with Jesus, he likes to show out through you.
Come on.
Amen. So he don't mind showing up where you are.
Uh-huh.
You're getting involved in whatever you're getting involved in.
Yes.
Because he want to make the Father look good. So he says, son.
Uh-huh.
He says, daughter.
Uh-huh.
He said, what would you have me to do?
Come on.
And all you got to say, daddy, I'm a father. Not talking in 1980, 1990s, say it, claim it, believe it, crap. I'm talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about because you have relationship
yes.
with Jesus.
Yeah.
See, the reason the church is here, I don't know how many folks are part of this particular body,
But none of these, none of these seats ought to be empty.
That's right.
Come on now.
Either they should be filled with folks that's already in the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
or folks that are getting ready to join the kingdom.
That's uh-huh. right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And see, the way God does that, he does it through you.
Amen.
Does.
That's right. That's right. Come on.
It ain't up to the pastor to do all of that.
All right. That's right.
It's not up to the first lady
uh-huh.
to do all of
that's
that.
That's right. That's right.
That's why the Lord gave Moses helpers.
Uh-huh.
He said, this task is too big for you.
Yeah.
I know you're anointed.
Come on.
And I need you to do all kinds of things, amen.
Preach.
And I can use you to do all manners of things, amen. But you need some help uh-huh. to do what I'm calling you.
That's right. That's
the
right.
The man of God and the woman of God
yes.
in this house,
uh-huh.
they need some help to do what God has called
come
this
on,
house
come
to
on,
do.
Come on. Yes.
And so therefore, God says, I'm not going to just send them out there amongst the wolves unprotected.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to send them in the anointing.
All right. Yes.
I'm going to send them in power.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to send them in authority that they're able to do all that the Father has called them to do.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Praise your Lord.
Do I need to give you some scripture? Let me give you some scripture.
Come on.
The Bible tells us that when the Lord Jesus sent the disciples out, you know, he did it twice.
Mm-hmm.
The first time he sent them out, amen, they said, well, Lord, what are we going to do? He said, just go preach the good news.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell them anything. He said, go preach the good news.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and by the way, he said, when you go, he says, if somebody does not receive you, let me put a comment in there. They're not rejecting you.
Mm, that's right. That's right.
Don't take it personal.
Don't take it personal. Mm-hmm.
Don't get all upset. They don't know who I am. No. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
He says, when you leave that town, when you get outside the city gates, just take the dust off your sandals. It's a mark against them. Now, what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, amen, is that the Lord wants to anoint you to go out into the den of wolves, amen, and that is go out into the world, as there are going to be some folks that are not going to receive you. Oh, yeah, you're going to come with the power. You're going to come with the anointing. You're going to come with the word of healing and salvation, but they still are not going to want to receive you.
That's right.
And that's all right.
Yes.
Don't get ugly with them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get mean with them. Just say, okay, amen. Lord, when will you have me go?
All right.
Just keep on going.
Keep on going.
God got that. To
keep on going.
That's assignment. And as you do that, the Bible says that when those disciples came back, it's like, Jesus. You know what happened? You know what happened? She was sick. And we prayed. And she got up. He couldn't talk. He started talking. He couldn't walk. And he started walking. And our Lord, there was somebody that was going to take to the graveyard. And they got up.
Yes. Amen.
Because they went in the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
These chairs are going to be filled.
Yes.
Because you're going to be sent.
All right.
Yes.
In the anointing.
That's
yes.
right. Sent.
That's yes. right.
You're going to be awesome and powerful
mm-hmm.
in the kingdom work
mm-hmm.
because of the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the devil's going to put all kinds of obstacles in your way, all you got to remember is but God.
But God.
But God.
They went, they came back, and they came with testimonies of healing.
Amen.
Salvation. And restoration. But how many know that's not the end of the story?
That's right.
No, it's not.
That was just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
See, the God that came, he's such an awesome God. Satan says, you can't make it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But God says, I am with you. I am more than the world against you.
Mm-hmm.
Satan says, hold on to all your problems, for no one can help you.
Mm-hmm.
But God says, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you.
Yes.
Satan says, the easy way, take the easy way out. But God says, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong,
yes.
but to the one that endures.
That's right, that's right.
Satan says that your enemies had you surrounded,
come out with your hands up. But God says, I'll make your enemies your footstool. Satan says, sickness will follow you. But God says, by his stripes, but God said, but God so loved the world that he gave his son. Satan says, I'll take your son and hold him in the grave. But God says, I'll rise.
Amen.
The God that came. See, I'm not just sharing with you, amen, scripture. I'm giving you a testimony. Not just of those that we read about in the book of life. But see, that's my testimony too.
Come on, preacher.
That's many of your testimonies too. If it had not been for the Lord, for God, I could have been that alcoholic, that drug abuser, that child abuser. If it had not been for the Lord, I could be sick in my grave. If it had not been for the Lord,
I'd
be lost and on my way to hell. But see, it's not just my testimony. Anybody got to trust someone? See, the awesome thing about the Word of God, one of the awesome things, is an inclusive gospel.
Yes, he is. Everybody.
Go ye into all of them.
Hallelujah.
Don't just go to the black world.
Don't
just go to the white world.
Come on.
Don't just go to the Hispanic world, or the African world, or the Asian world, but go to all people. We have pastored a little over 20 years from the very first time we stepped into the pulpit as senior pastors. Ministry, the Lord gave us a nomenclature, IWC, International Worship Center. And the Lord said, wherever you go, whatever you do, this is to be part of your name. Because he's an inclusive God. And so when he did that, amen, he also gave us some scripture. And that was in Revelation chapter 10. Amen. And then there it says, amongst other things, it says, from our kindreds, from our nations, from our tongues, they came. Why am I sharing that with you today? Because God is going to change the complexion of your ministry. Not that there's anything wrong with it right now. Let's just go put that out there.
Amen. That's
nothing wrong with it right now. But how many of you understand that our God is an awesome God?
Yes.
And see, what the world sees, what the world sees, they say, oh, they're not inclusive. I know I might be stepping on somebody's toes. That's okay. When I finish, I'm going to stop. But that's not to hurt you. That is not to hurt. But that is so that you understand that God is doing a fresh thing. Not a new thing, but a fresh thing. See, when you look in the book of Acts, and you know, me and Pastor was talking about this. We talk about a lot of things, but one of the things that we mentioned, we talk about the fact, that when you look in the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, go through chapters 2 and 3, one of the things that you recognize is that God is strategic. See, today is a strategic day also. God is strategic.
Yes.
See, that on the day of Pentecost, I'm not going to go through the upper room and all that happened to you and when they came down, but it says that Peter stood up and he says, you men of Galilee, this is not what you think. It ain't what you think. Those men ain't really drunk on wine, but they drunk in the Holy Ghost. This is what Joel the prophet told me. Out of that, it says on that day, how many? 3,000 got saved.
Praise God.
You know what happened? See, that was also the Feast of Tabernacles. They were celebrating Passover. They were celebrating. So you know what happened? The Bible tells us, if you read it correctly, it said believers come from all over the Roman Empire. So there were folks from Asia, Africa, Europe.
All right.
Listening to the gospel. And when it was over, when the festival was over, they went back where they came from. But it didn't go by the They went the Spirit of God with them. Mm-hmm. They took the Holy Ghost with them. All right. That's how come you look at the church of the living God. That's why it says in Revelation, from our kindred, from our nation, from our tongues, they came on to the Lord. Amen.
Yes,
so
amen.
I come out to tell somebody, amen, get ready, get ready, get ready. God is going to do a fresh thing in this. Because God is wanting to bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He wants to
bless you. He wants to empower you. He wants to strengthen you. And he wants to prepare you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the God that can.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's an amazing thing, Pastor, that when we do things on our own, and I've experienced this where I'm trying to do things on my own. It was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good thing. In a lot of ways, you can say it was a positive thing. But the problem was it wasn't a God thing.
All right.
In other words, it wasn't what God said do at the time I was doing it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's a humble thing to accept, amen.
Come on now.
That you miss God.
Hmm.
It's a humble thing to accept, amen, that you go to the Father and say, but God, I was doing what your book said do. I was following the leading of the Holy Spirit, and I thought I was going to, you know. And I said, that's good, but that's not what I want.
All right.
Not right now. Not in this place. Not in this time. And so I share that with you to say this. The season has changed.
Yes.
And there is a fresh season. In this place. And what has been done in the past is all right. Nothing wrong with that. But God's doing a fresh thing.
Yes.
He's bringing a fresh anointing.
Yes.
Anybody want a fresh anointing?
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
He's bringing, amen, some revelation and some change. Amen. That you might be able, amen, to do what God has called you to do in this hour.
That's
and
right.
In this place.
That's
amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. It says, Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. See, you can't do this under the strength of self.
All right.
Even though you might be trying to do a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be a helpful thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not a God thing,
mm-hmm.
and if it's not by the Spirit of the living God,
mm-hmm.
it's going to fall short.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's going to fall short. The Word of God tells us, amen. He says, amen. He said, then he said to me, this is what the Lord says to Rububadel. It is not by force nor by my strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord. He says his power was first seen. Amen. We're talking about this God. Amen. That we're talking about this power, this anointing that we're talking about. Amen. This power that comes by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is said that it came upon the men of old. And when it says that, talking about the men in the Old Testament. Amen. It came upon them. See, the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament, one of them, amen, is that the Spirit of the Lord came upon them for a specific time and for a specific purpose.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But in the New Testament,
mm-hmm.
where we live today, that same spirit comes upon us.
Yes, it
but it takes residence.
Hallelujah! Yes, he does.
The difference is,
amen,
24/7, you can walk in the anointing.
Right.
You can walk in the power.
Right.
You can walk in the light.
Yes.
And only the God of heaven can give us.
Yes, you
yes.
can.
All the bad, amen. The devil fighting left and right, day and night.
He's fighting. He's fighting.
Keep you from recognizing
yes.
that you're a child of
that's
the
right. King.
That's yes.
right.
Uh-huh. Given on to Christ Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said, I love him. I'm
giving
something.
It to you. That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
Yes.
Not by my evil, nor by power, but by my spirit. Because I'm a sheep in a nation. But by my spirit, says the Lord. I'm getting ready to get close to wrapping this up. Had to catch myself. I was going to say, I'm going to wrap it up, but. I'm in trouble. I'm too close to wrapping this up. All the preachers and ministers in the house know that God gives you an internal clock and then gives you an external climate.
That's right.
The external climate is sometimes called white.
That's right. That's good preaching right there. Right there. Stay right there. That's right.
I'm going to put it out there. See, that internal climate. You know, you can shut your mouth if you want to and act like you didn't hear God. You deal with the consequences later. But if you try to mess with that external clock, let's just say, you don't want to go there.
That's the anointing.
I'm just saying. 37 years, I finally got
the anointing. Eric, right.
At least I think I need it. We're going to see in a minute.
Amen.
The Lord don't rest his lamb. But seriously, you have a beautiful place here.
Amen. Amen.
You have anointed pastors.
Yes.
Man and woman of faith that love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already declared how you have loved on them, continue to love on them, and then greatly and richly blessed them.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
But the Lord wants you to do more.
Come on now.
See, when I got saved at the NCO Academy of Fort Lee, Virginia, way back in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And from that day to this day, all I've ever wanted to do is do something for the kingdom.
Amen.
Yes.
If it meant cutting grass, no problem with me. Mm-hmm. Cleaning toilets, let's make it happen.
Amen.
Running the sweeper in the sanctuary, wherever, mm-hmm. that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Nico somewhere. Hey, I'm driving the pastor so he can concentrate on what he needs to do.
Amen.
It didn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. I didn't do it to point at me. I just wanted to do something.
Something.
For the kingdom.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter how people look at what you do.
Amen.
They say, well, that, you know, we don't really need that. If the Lord told you to do it,
uh-huh.
or better yet, if it blesses the kingdom work,
come on now,
to do it,
yes.
then do it.
Yes.
If it's something that you need to ask your pastors about doing before you do it, go to them and say, yes. well, you know, Pastor, First Lady, I feel like the Lord wanted me to help in this area right here. And do it.
Mm-hmm.
Go to them.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You need it. Mm-hmm.
There is an anointing that comes in obedience.
Yes.
Me and the pastor was joking and we were laughing at each other last night. When I first started preaching, I used to use a stenographer, notepads, little flip pads. You know, I wrote down the sermon in that. But what I also did, I wrote down the scripture. I'm thinking about my writing down the scripture verbatim, right? And the thing of it was that if I didn't write it on the notepad, it didn't get said. And I had my Bible right here. But it's in the notepad.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, you know, I've been preaching about 6 months. And that particular Sunday, Bishop, my father in the Lord, Bishop Courtney, allowed me to speak that particular Sunday morning. And I go through the whole thing. I'm standing in the pulpit, getting ready to start speaking. And I hear this voice in my head say, close your notes. You know, every preacher, especially young preacher, you know, you know, oh, that ain't God. I know who that is, that ain't God. So the Lord said the second time, close your notes. And I was like, that ain't God. And I started trying to talk. To this day, I cannot tell you what the people in the sanctuary heard. But I can tell you whatever they heard was strange. Because my bishop was sitting on the front row and he looked up at me and he had a little blank. Now, what it sounded like to me was somebody, you know, in what? That's what it sounded like to me. I'm not quite sure what they heard. So I'm standing in that pulpit and I said, Lord, he said, close your notes a third time. I said, Lord, this better be you. I stepped to the left of the pulpit and word began to come out.
Mm-hmm.
6 months went by, and in those 6 months, the Lord said, told me, he said, you can study and prepare and all those things, write it down. He said, well, when you go to the pulpit, the only thing I could take was my Bible. After that 6 months had passed, amen, the Lord released me from that.
I didn't know it was going to be 6 months, but it turned out to be 6 months. The Lord released me from that. And what he told me was this. He said, he took me through there because he wanted me to see that the anointing wasn't in.
Amen.
The notes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The anointing is, in other words, was by what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But the anointing was by the Spirit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I come by to tell somebody today that the anointing is not in this brother. The anointing is not even in your pastor. And understand what I'm trying to share with you. The anointing is not in your first lady, but the anointing, amen, is your submissiveness to the Spirit of a living God.
Amen.
And if you will submit to the Spirit of a living God today, I don't care if there's a dog standing up here, amen. Uh-huh. If you submit to the Spirit of a living God, he will anoint you in such a way that every devil and every woman in hell. Not in your name, but you're going to come in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The name that's above all names. That name that make the demons flee and tremble and the devil himself step back.
Amen. That's right, amen.
If you will submit to the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody ready for some anointing?
Thank you, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This anointing come.
Jesus.
It comes through him
mm-hmm.
that we call the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
It comes through him that is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to him, amen, that we declare as the first and the last,
mm-hmm.
the beginning
mm-hmm.
and the end.
Mm-hmm.
He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all.
Yes,
he's the
yes,
architect
Lord.
Of the universe and the manager
yes,
of all times.
Mm-hmm.
He always was, always is, and always will be.
Yes.
Unmovable, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone.
Mm-hmm.
He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life.
Mm-hmm.
He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. The schools can't explain him. And the leader cannot ignore him.
That's right.
He did not kill him. Herod tried to, but he could not kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him.
Yes.
And the people, amen, they could not understand.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, the one that has all power.
Come on.
Yes.
I'm asking you to stand on your feet right about now. Nero couldn't crush him.
Hallelujah.
Couldn't silence him.
Amen.
The humanist can't replace him. He is my Redeemer, my Savior.
Yes.
He is the God that came.
Yes, Lord.
Brothers and sisters, I stopped by this morning to encourage you.
Yes, God.
To prepare you for the next chapter,
mm-hmm.
the next season
uh-huh.
of this ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody believe God today?
Yes, Lord.
Anybody want anything from the Lord today?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
In case you didn't know it,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
your pastor is a devil slayer.
Come on now. Come on.
I don't say that to be sarcastic. But your pastor is a devil slayer.
Amen.
And the Lord told me that when we came up here to bring something to symbolize what God's getting ready to do.
Yes.
He didn't know I was going to do this. And when I was in his office, I saw a couple representations of this.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't represent what God is getting ready to do right now. Pastor, first lady, I'm trying to come in. Shut up, oh, she get it, bitch. Oh, Jesus.
a replica of the scab. Mm-hmm. It is the type of sword that Roman soldiers carried in battle. It was known as an offensive and a defensive weapon. We know that the Bible says that the word is a two-edged sword.
That's right, amen.
To cut asunder, even unto the bone. Yes. So this is not a replacement of the word, but this, my brothers, is to represent to you what God is calling you in this hour.
Hallelujah, this hallelujah.
Season. He gave me a scripture for you.
Jesus.
I got it on there, I ain't got my glasses. But it's from Romans, amen, chapter 13, verse 4. And when it simply says, amen, hallelujah, that you are the man of God. Mm-hmm. The minister for the kingdom of God. And he is placed in your hand.
All right. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory. My God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
This soul. To work in the darkness in this seat. Rather than darkness in this world. You go in the name of the power and the glory of the kingdom of God. To cut the devil down in every aspect, in every place, in every circumstance. And worse, I'm supposed to tell you this. I don't know who this man applied to. Don't mess with the man of God.
That's right.
Don't mess with the man of God. If you read the scripture, and I encourage you to go back and read the scripture. Romans 13 and 4. Don't mess with the man of God. But if will, if it happens, God will move you out the way. Get with the man of God or get out the way. I don't know anybody in this church. But if you are part of the leadership of this church, before I go any further and do what God told me to do, I need you to come and stay.
Thank you.
A matter of fact, hold that. Call up here to stand with you. Those leaders, not the congregation, but the leaders.
Amen.
That are going forward with you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes, come on.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Close in.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.